This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Experts agree one of the best things a person can do to stay healthy is to stay active. Yet fewer than half the people in Greater Cincinnati get the recommended amount of exercise. Interact for Health and Great Parks of Hamilton County are trying to change that with the Healthy Parks, Healthy People Wellness and Sustainability Fair next Sunday at Winton Woods. Joining us to talk about the Wellness Fair and the Healthy Parks, Healthy People Initiative are Jamie Love, Program Officer for the Healthy Eating, Active Living Priorities at Interact for Health, and Great Parks of Hamilton County Recreation Services Manager Rachel Deering. You can be part of the conversation by calling 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, and you can also find us on Facebook or Twitter. Good afternoon to both of you. Thanks for being here.
Hi.
Hi.
So, Jamie, people just aren't getting enough exercise. I take it that's true for a lot of people across the country and in Cincinnati.
Yeah, absolutely. There are, national recommendations for adults to get at least 30 minutes of physical activity, at least 5 days a week. And we know that the majority of people are not hitting that mark. And so we at Interact for Health really just want to give the opportunity for people in our region to get out and be more active. And so that's why we did this Join the Fun initiative.
You know, I think the figure I saw was 80% nationally. And then the Cincinnati area, it's like you say, it's about half are not getting enough exercise. Is that correct?
Correct. And, there's kind of the two classifications of vigorous exercise and moderate exercise. And so we're not even meeting the mark for the moderate exercise. So we really want to encourage people to be as active as they possibly can.
Now, what kinds of things does Interact for Health do to help people improve their health in general in this area?
Sure. There's several things that we focus on. We have four major priority areas, which are healthy eating, active living, mental and emotional well-being, and healthy choices about substance use. So in regards to the healthy eating and active living, we're focusing on giving people opportunities to access healthier foods, to have places where they can get physical activity, where they can access it easily, where they can have low cost or no cost. And so really working with agencies throughout the region, such as Great Parks of Hamilton County, to have these types of opportunities.
And Rachel, what do the parks do? What role do they play in giving people opportunities to stay active and to stay healthy?
Well, as you know, we have lots and lots of trails that people can get out and use. And we have all kinds of different outside activities throughout the summer that people can go. And everything is free besides our MVPs that we require people to have, either a daily MVP or a yearly MVP. But otherwise, most of our activities are free.
Now, what's the event that the Interact for Health and Great Parks of Hamilton County are putting on this weekend? Both of you, just tell me all about that and what's going on.
Sure. Well, the event itself, which I'll let Rachel talk about more, is part of Interact for Health's Join the Fun initiative. And so there were actually 21 agencies that were given grant awards this year in partnership with ArtsWave to have Join the Fun events throughout the year. And so the whole point of Join the Fun is to get people to get out and be active. And so there are events going on all throughout the year where people can try different activities, go to new places with groups, with families and friends, and just have an opportunity to be active. And so the Great Parks event on Sunday is one of the first ones coming up, and I'll let Rachel talk about that.
Lots of stuff to do, isn't there, Rachel?
There is. All kinds of things to do. 2014 is our year of health and wellness at the parks. And with that, we're kind of kicking it off with our Healthy Parks, Healthy People Wellness and Sustainability Fair. It's going to be held at Winton Woods from 12 to 5. It's a brand new event for us. Kind of the neat thing is we've looked at partnering with many organizations, and we're going to have over 40 different vendors there at the fair for people to be able to talk to all about wellness and sustainability. We're also going to give the opportunity for three different walks throughout the day. We're also going to have an interactive area where we're going to do 14 different programs, everything from Try It Fitness classes to Pones is going to come out and do an interactive dance thing. We're going to have our Great Parks Naturalist there to do animal programming. So there's going to be a little bit for everybody. Also, the first 2,000 people that come to the event will get a free refillable water bottle to be able to take with them and to use throughout the summer when they're hiking on our trails and enjoying some of our events.
And you also have a lot of wellness and green awareness vendors at this event?
We do. You know, with Great Parks, one of our missions is to look at not only wellness, but also sustainability. So we're going to have Green Market. Green Umbrella is going to be there with their sustainability practices. We're also going to have we're also going to have different groups talking about how to recycle. Rumpke's going to be there with Benny, their recycling guy, to talk about how young kids should start getting into recycling, and also different groups in the greater Cincinnati area.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. You can also email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Jamie, are there any hard statistics on obesity in Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, and in the Cincinnati area? How many people are obese and face that difficulty?
Sure. I know in the greater Cincinnati area, we're right at about one-third of our adults being overweight or obese. And obese. I think for overweight and obesity, we're closer to about 50%. And that is higher than the national average, which I think is about 30%. So we're a little bit higher than the rest of the country, and definitely have some opportunities for improvement there. And so when people can get out and be active and get their bodies moving, then hopefully we can see some changes in those statistics in the years to come.
Yeah, I think the rankings I had seen earlier had Ohio being pretty high up. I think Ohio as a whole was number 8. Nationwide in obesity, and then Kentucky was number 6, and then Indiana was number 13 in obesity, and the top state was West Virginia. So in West Virginia, I think it's about a third of the folks there are obese. So it's a big problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big problem, and we're seeing that problem continue to grow throughout the country. The trend has been growing, you know, over the last couple of decades, and we want to see those numbers come down. And we know that part of that has to do with the environment. You know, we're engineering ourselves this way now. People are, you know, taking their cars instead of walking and biking, and you know, they're going and sitting at their desks all day as opposed to being outside doing any type of work or doing any type of activity. And so we're losing those chances for people to get active. And so Interact for Health is trying to make Cincinnati region become a more vibrant and physically active region over the next several years.
And what are the benefits of staying active? I have to think there are quite a few.
Absolutely. You know, there's so many benefits. Obviously, it helps with chronic diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, definitely with obesity. But, you know, if people have problems with things like high blood pressure, those are some of the ways that they can learn to control those symptoms themselves, is through physical activity and having better eating habits. And so taking those opportunities whenever possible can really help people to make an impact on their health.
Rachel, this is the first time that Great Parks has done a wellness and sustainability fair of this type. Is that correct?
It sure is, and we're very excited about it.
And what kind of response are you getting from the community about this?
Every day we receive emails and calls about our cool new event, as we're saying, and, you know, just looking for more information. Also on our website, not only are we doing this event, but we're doing some other health and wellness events throughout the parks. We have a Step It Up challenge that kicked off in April that's going to happen all summer long into the fall, where we're asking people to come out and walk our different trails. If you walk 5 out of the 7 trails at the end of the summer, we're going to reward you with a t-shirt. We also have Step It Up Step It Up exciting Try It fitness classes where we've partnered with the Greater Cincinnati YMCA, and they're coming out with instructors on Tuesday nights at Winton Woods to do some Try It fitness classes. And it will kind of be just, you know, one night we might offer Zumba, the next night we might offer aerobics to give people the chance to try a fitness class that they've never tried. And then in the fall, we're going to wrap up this season with a Take a Walk in the Park event where we're going to close down a section of road at Sharon Woods. And we're going to allow people to come out without vehicular traffic and walk on the road and utilize our parks. Throughout that day, we're going to have some special areas set up where they'll get to learn a little bit more about what the parks have to offer and also how to get healthy at that event.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. You can also email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And, it's summertime and the kids are out running around. What would it take to get more adults doing the same thing, going outside to exercise, Jamie?
Well, hopefully it will take these Join the Fun events where, you know, the vast majority of these events are family friendly. They're for all ages. So it's not just targeted towards the little kids, which we know we have a lot of things going on for that age group, but it's really inviting the adults to come out too. And it's the perfect opportunity, just as Rachel was saying, with the Try It Out fitness classes, it's a chance to try out some of these different things going on throughout the region so that people can see that there are different activities that they might want to get involved in, and the weather will be nice. And even as we move into the fall and winter months, there's opportunities at some indoor activities and even some outdoor winter activities where people can still have the chance to be active and try some things out. So hopefully it will motivate people to have that social interaction, because it's always a lot of fun when you can get together with a group of people and you don't feel like it's something you have to charge through by yourself. But when you know other people are going to be there, then you can enjoy it a lot more.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. And let's speak with Rosie in Cincinnati. Good afternoon, Rosie.
Hi there. I want to thank the guests for being on the program. I'm a great supporter and user of the Hamilton County Parks. We have a wonderful system with the bike rides, the hiking trails, the swimming areas for little kids. It's extraordinary. My question is, would the Hamilton County Park System reconsider their ban on cross-country skiing on their golf courses for the winter? That's one area where we could greatly increase the usage of the parks through the winter months and allow us to get some great education. How about it?
Okay, Rosie, thank you for your question.
You know, Rosie, now that we really are getting into this health and wellness initiative, that is something that we are currently looking into, especially with the winter that we had last year. I mean, years prior to that, we had not so much snow, and then all of a sudden we got pummeled last year. So that is something that we're looking at for the winter, and we're always trying to come up with new ideas to get people outdoors in our parks in the winter months. Because like any place else, Memorial Day to Labor Day is our busiest time of the year. And then we kind of see people, especially in the fall and spring, if it's nice, they'll come out. But in the winter months, it's pretty quiet at great parks. So we'd really like to come up with some new exciting opportunities for people to use the parks in the winter months.
Rachel, how many parks are in the county system, and how much acreage is that? There's a lot of room for people to move around, isn't there?
We have 21 parks and nature preserves throughout Great Parks, and it's just a vast area for people to come and utilize different activities within the parks.
And what's the cost for a family to go to the park?
It's either $3 for a daily MVP, or you can buy a yearly MVP for $20, and that's all it costs to come and use the system.
Jamie, you know, I'm one of these people. I don't like to do regimented exercise. I'd like to go out and I like to walk, or I golf, any activity that does not resemble exercise, I like. So are these things still, is that kind of activity still beneficial for people? Because I think when you talk about getting enough exercise, people always think, oh, I have to go run on the treadmill. or I have to go to the weight room and lift weights. That's not the case, is it?
No. And I think, you know, that's part of the reason that we did join the fund as well, is to shift that mentality so people understand that you can be active and still get those physical benefits. So it doesn't mean that you have to go and get on a treadmill or go to an exercise class, but there are lots of ways that you can get your body moving. It's really just about the movement, getting your heart rate up, and not being sedentary. So, you know, getting up off the couch and taking a walk is a great form of exercise and a great way to get in those that daily movement that is recommended. And so having these types of events where people can go out and they can dance or they can walk a trail or even cross-country skiing, as the caller just mentioned, you know, those are all great things that people can do that doesn't necessarily feel like an effort and feel like an exercise that they have to go and do.
So I noticed the event's going to have the dancing.
We're going to have dancing.
Yoga, correct?
Yoga, and we're going to have some aerobics. We're also going to have paddling demos out on our lake for people to try kayaks and also try stand-up paddle boards. We're also going to do a lot of bike safety classes, and we'll have some bike vendors there showing people the right way to ride bikes. Along with that will be our three walks, which will be ranger-led, and they're going to give some short stretching ideas and also some quick safety as far as walking the trails.
And Jamie, for some people, it's tough to devote a long stretch to exercise. So are short stretches a good idea as well? I mean, if you have 10 or 15 minutes, go out and take a walk or do something as opposed to doing nothing at all?
Absolutely. And actually, you know, it's recommended, you know, to get your 30 minutes a day. If you can't do 30 minutes at one time, do 3 10-minute breaks. And those 30 minutes accumulate, and that's great. And if you're able to do it all in one stretch, then that's wonderful also. But as long as you're getting that physical activity breaks throughout the day, then that number accumulates, and that helps you to build your daily goals. And that's really what it's all about.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. Let's talk with Dr. Sawyer in Sharonville. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you all today?
Good, thank you.
Good.
Great, thank you for doing that. I think the parks are wonderful in Cincinnati, and I'm a family doc in Sharonville, and I know there's some athletic fields and soccer fields there. Lots of families are out there celebrating and enjoying the activity. And my question, I'm the doc, the hand hygiene doc, the Henry the Hand champion hand washer, and adults get a pushback, so their porta potties available at some places, but no hand hygiene stations or hand wash stations, and sort of getting the adults out there encouraging that. Children aren't as attentive to that. But I thought, is there a little bit, could we make an effort to sort of have a hand hygiene station or a hand wash station where the porta potties are from a public health?
Hey, doctor, one other question for you, too, before you go. In your practice, how important is people staying active? How important is that to good health from your
Critical.
Perspective?
I always say, you know, eat right, exercise regularly, and, you know, don't touch the T-zone or hand wash regularly. All those added together, happy, healthy, you know, patients and public. So I think that's a big initiative, and the Great Parks is a great system, and it's just, I think it's a wonderful activity, and it can be helped.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the comment.
Thank you.
To answer your question with the different portalettes throughout the park district, we do have sanitizing stations inside of the portalettes. I don't know if we've ever really thought about having actual hand washing stations, and it's something that we can always look into.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. Jamie, you were talking about from the standpoint of your organization that it's not just about active living, but also proper eating that's important to keeping people healthy. What kind of efforts does your group have underway in that area?
Sure. Well, we started last year with a project called Cook for America, and that's targeted towards school districts to begin scratch cooking in their kitchens so that our children are getting healthy meals. We know that a lot of kids are getting one, sometimes two meals a day at school every day. And so we want the opportunity for them to have real food, unprocessed, fresh produce available, and getting schools on track with that. So we're working with three districts in the area on that effort, Norwood, Milford, and Finneytown. Finneytown is served by Milford, but also Erlanger Schools over in Kentucky. And so those districts are working on the Cook for America project. And then this year, we will be releasing additional funds towards healthy eating. And those RFPs will come out this summer. Don't have all of the details of what that will look like, but we are targeting for communities to expand their access to healthy foods as well. So we really just want to make sure that food is fresh and available and affordable for everyone.
Now, from the standpoint of both your organizations, this wellness and sustainability fair, we're going to see more and more things like that going on from your two groups?
Absolutely. For, as I mentioned, the Join the Fun events that are taking place throughout the year, there are many, many activities going on, several each week, as a matter of fact, and folks can check those out either on our website, which is interactforhealth.org, or also follow us on Facebook at Join the Fun Cincy to get a list of those events. But those are happening throughout the year, and there are many that are similar to the Great Parks events, where there's a variety of activities going on that people can come out and try, bring their kids, and have an opportunity for something free to happen. And then Rachel can tell you more about the things that are going on at the park.
Yeah, like I had said before, we have lots of events going on at the park. And with the parks being primarily outdoors, we have always had many events that tied directly to health and wellness. You can find out about all of our events at greatparks.org. And every weekend, we either have a naturalist program or we have a bike program or we have a paddling program happening at the parks. So not just the event that we have going on this Sunday, but throughout the season, you'll find different events.
Rachel, give us the information about the event one more time.
The event is Sunday, May 18th. It's at Winton Woods Harbor, and it's from 11 to 5. Come out, join us. It's a free event besides purchase of an MVP, and we're super excited about a brand new event.
Thank you, Jamie and Rachel. Appreciate having you here this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jamie Love, Program Officer for the Healthy Eating, Active Living Priorities at Interact for Health, and Great Parks of Hamilton County Recreation Services Manager Rachel Deering. After the break, riding a bike is a great form of exercise. It's also becoming the main mode of transportation for a lot of people in Cincinnati. How is Cincinnati doing when it comes to being a bike-friendly city? This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.